This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also, click on the Join the Team link on the websites brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com to start yourself a home-based business, be in business for yourself, be protected against what is probably on the way. Probably on the way is more economic turmoil. Protect yourself against that and help change the world at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of our personal and individual good health. Call 866-735-2470 for more info or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. What does that mean for you? It means powerful, effective, healing, valuable topical skin health products. If you don't believe me, go to truthreview.com and check out our 500-plus five-star reviews. Truthreview.com. All the products are up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, we've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Lori Craig is going to talk to us about economic trends that will impact the future. Lori is a certified financial planner, and she talks about what's going to be happening in the future in terms of the United States as a declining global power. That's going to affect things. How the dollar is being utilized worldwide, that's going to affect things. We have more baby boomers out in the workplace. That is going to affect things. There's all kinds of economic change and social change that's going on over the next five, up and probably, if you believe the fourth turning, which we've talked about a lot on this program, I highly, highly recommend, if anybody wants to understand what's going on in the world today, to get this book, The Fourth Turning, which I read maybe 20, 25 years ago, and it is a prophecy. It is so powerful. And I know I've talked about it a lot. It's just, it's so cool. This guy goes back throughout history, a guy named Neil Strauss, actually two historians. I don't remember the second guy's name. One guy's name is Neil Strauss, and he just goes back in time over the course of maybe centuries, goes to the 1600s or so, I think the middle of the 15th century, I believe. Every
80 to 100 years or so, there are four 20-year periods, 20 years or so periods. The first period is a very high period. It's called the high period. It's analogous to springtime. The second period is the summer period. He calls it the awakening. And the third period is the fall period. He calls it the unraveling. And the fourth period is the winter period. He calls it the crisis period. And every 80 to 100 years or so, you get these summer, fall, winter cycles. We are now in the winter time. We are now in the crisis time. And I read this book in the 90s, I remember. And in the 90s, we were in the third period, the fall period, the unraveling period. The unraveling period and the end of the high period. End of the high period the end of the awakening period, the end of the unraveling period, the end of the spring and the end of the summer and the end of the fall. And it's just so unbelievable how every 100 years or so this happens. So anyway, we're in the fourth period. We're in the fourth turning, hence the title of the book, The Fourth Turning. It's supposed to go to about 2025. And I hate saying it even, but based on the theory, we're just at the beginning of the period. So we got another few years to go here. So it really behooves us to kind of learn new skills. And I'm talking not necessarily to learn new skills to get by in the economy, but to learn new mental skills, to learn new emotional skills, to become resilient, grace under fire, to understand how to deal with stress. So when we talk about learning new skills, I'm talking about learning new mental skills, emotional skills, spiritual skills, SMEP, working on spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical. Now's the time to start a workout program. Now is the time to start a nutritional supplement program. Now is the time to decide you're not going to eat McDonald's as much, if you're eating it at all. Now's the time. Now is the time to get prepared for spring, because spring is coming up. Based on by the way, it's called generational theory. If you want to Google generational theory, you can hear read about it. Now's the time to prepare. So we'll talk to Lori. We'll talk to Lori. Lori, what the heck's Lori's last name here? We'll talk to Lori. Lori Craig. We'll talk to Lori Craig. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll take your phone calls in our next segment. So we've been talking about vitamin A, which I absolutely positively love. It's not a vitamin, it's a hormone, as we said yesterday. Vitamin A is it's part of a family called the retinoids. That's why you always hear RET, R-E-T. Whenever you hear RET in chemistry, in biochemistry or nutritional chemistry, R-E-T, retinol, retinoid, retinaldehyde, retinoic acid, retinyl palmitate. Whenever you hear RET, you're talking about something in the retinoid family. If you've ever heard people say, "Well, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't get my vitamin A from animals. I get my vitamin A from plants." Or sometimes you'll see on skincare products, plant-based vitamin A. There's no real plant-based vitamin A, but because the retinoids are a family that are found throughout nature, there are some compounds that have vitamin A-like activity, and one of those is beta-carotene. Beta-carotene has vitamin A activity. It has to be broken down. And that's why some people say, "Well, I get plant vitamin A." Well, it's not vitamin A. It's a retinoid. It's not vitamin A, though. It is a vitamin A-like substance that has to be modified by chemistry in your body, which not everybody can do, by the way. So if you're trying to get your vitamin A from beta-carotene, yes, it's true, but beta-carotene is a retinoid. But that doesn't mean that you're going to necessarily get your vitamin A, get the benefits of vitamin A by doing the beta-carotene. Because your chemistry might not be, if you're hypothyroid, for example, if you're sick somehow, you're nutritionally deficient, which most people are, you're not going to be able to make that conversion as effectively. So if you're vegetarian, you know, you got to do what you got to do. If you're a vegetarian, you can't do vitamin A. I understand that. But don't necessarily expect that you're going to get the good benefits just because you're taking beta-carotene or eating beta-carotene. Not that eating beta-carotene is it's not great for you. It's great. Beta-carotene is a pigment that helps protect your skin from the sun. Beta-carotene is a stress management molecule, actually, as is. Forget that it gets turned into vitamin A. Just as is. It's a stress management molecule. The nature of these phytosubstances as stress management molecules is so fascinating and so underappreciated. You ever heard the term adaptogen? That's what really an adaptogen is. I did my moment of truth today, by the way, on adaptogens. All our moments of truth are up on our Facebook page, The Bright Side of the Pharmacist. Ben, we'll be back on The Bright Side right after this.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's a 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. We've got Lori Craig coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about financial trends and how you can survive the turmoil of our fourth turning, of our crisis stage. cool thing about the crisis stage is that there is a springtime ahead. That means around 2025, and it makes kind of perfect sense if you think about it. Because the way things are moving from a green perspective and a kind of problem-solving perspective, enough of the old way, time to start a new way perspective, it could be said that there's some hope up ahead. I'm optimistic anyway. All right, so we're talking about vitamin A. We're talking about these adaptogenic molecules. You've heard the term adaptogens. It's been, if you follow nutrition, you've probably heard the word adaptogens. Been around for a long time. I first heard about them about 30 years ago. Adaptogens are basically molecules that are found throughout the natural world. Flavonoids, carotenes, phytonutrients, phytosterols that act to support a cell's stress response. Cell is always adjusting. Cell's always, I don't want to say stress because that has a bad connotation, but the adaptation response, the adjustment response. And the way it works in nature and the way it works in the body is there's an interaction between plant molecules and human molecules that is such that the plant molecules support the human cells, I should say. They support the human cell's ability to handle life. Which is really a cool metaphor if you think about it. A plant, the interaction between the plant world and the human world is such that our plants are our guides, our supporters, our angels. They are actually healing cells. Plants are producing, not healing, but helping cells live, cope. Helping cells cope. That's what they do. That's what phytonutrients do. They help cells cope. They're coping molecules. And that's what an adaptogen is. It's a coping molecule. I did my moment of truth today on adaptogens. There's so many things in our world that we should be focusing on to stay healthy. This idea of being vaccinated to health, it's obscene. It really is blasphemy. A vaccination is blasphemy. Drugs are blasphemy. They're saying that that the divine force doesn't know how to take care of the human body, in spite of the fact that at every turn we see that it is. Through plants, through air. Air is another one. Oxygen. Oxygen. I talk about breathing a lot. Why do I talk about breathing so much? Because it's so freaking fundamental to how your biochemistry performs, how your immune system performs, how your endocrine hormone system performs, how your neurology, your brain performs. The fastest way to hack into your brain, the fastest way to hack into your brain next to thoughts are your fastest way, is to breathe correctly. Not incorrectly, because if you breathe incorrectly, even if you're, you know, sometimes I'll tell people about the importance of breathing. They'll go, oh, yeah, I breathe. They'll start breathing. No, that's not how you breathe. If you think you're breathing by breathing, you're wrong. Breathing is slow and rhythmic and slow and rhythmic and deep when it is when it's beneficial. And the mask wearing, oh, please, get yourself a pulse oximeter. Get it for $25 on the internet. A pulse oximeter. It's a little thing you clip on your fingertip, and it can read your oxygen saturation of your blood. It's a good thing just to have it anyway. But just do this experiment for $25. Take your pulse, put the pulse oximeter, get a reading. It reads in millimeters of mercury. And then wear a mask for a while. Wear a mask for an hour. Wear a mask for half an hour. And then take your see what your blood oxygen level is with the pulse oximeter. That's all you got to do. How the heck did we allow that to be part of how we take care of ourselves? It's comical. It's really comical. But the implications aren't so comical. The implications are pretty sneaky, nefarious. You know, I'm not going to go as far as to say that the average medical professional who says wear a mask is being nefarious, but the idea as a culture that we need to be wearing masks is not in our health interest. And if we really cared about protecting ourselves from a virus, we would be making sure we're practicing deep breathing. We'd be making sure we cleaned up the air and the water, really. How much of this problem is related to air and water? Anybody ever think of that? Air and water and drugs. And then, you know, you go to a hospital. Iatrogenic disease is the third leading cause of death. So you go to a hospital, well, the odds, you know, are not small that something is going to happen to you, COVID or not. That's the real problem, is that we dishonor how the body is supposed to be healthy. We dishonor it, and we say we know better. That's my beef with prescription drugs, is because prescription drugs say we know better. We know better than the body. You stupid body, your blood pressure, you're making the blood pressure so high, we just got to poison your heart because you're stupid, body. That's the implicit message with prescription medicine, with medicalization in general. You are stupid, body. You are stupid, divine force. You don't know. We know better. That's why it's okay. And I'm being slightly facetious, but literally that's kind of the implicit message. When you ablate the heart, when you electrocute the heart, instead of giving it magnesium, or instead of giving it coenzyme Q10, or instead of reducing sugar intake. Listen to all the ways we can protect against the number one, cause of death in this country, which is heart disease. The B complex, vitamin C, magnesium, calcium, potassium, laying off the sugar, exercising, deep breathing. But no, we take beta blockers and calcium channel blockers and electrocute the heart. Or statin, we take statin drugs. I mean, you can see the craziness here. And what gets me is when we have smart people who are professionals and trained, and they are so hypnotized, they don't see this. For some reason or another, they just—it's like a negative hypnotic trance. If you have a physician or a medical professional or representative of the medical model who suggests a beta blocker instead of magnesium, he is in a negative trance. He's not seeing the obvious. All right, Bob's on the phone here. Love talking to Bob. Only got about a minute though, Bob. What's going on? You always have something good to say.
Yeah, hey, quick.
Yes, sir.
You know, with that same argument as far as our environment polluting us and how we take care of our health, how can you say that Roundup or talconite powder actually causes cancer when it's so complex with all these other factors?
Okay, that's a good question. I never say it causes cancer. That's an ignorant thing to say. Whenever you hear somebody say this causes cancer, they're speaking either ignorantly or colloquially. They're not. I shouldn't say ignorantly. I don't mean that in a bad way. They're speaking non-scientifically.
They win lawsuits that way.
It doesn't. What's that?
They win lawsuits that way.
Of course they do, because our whole culture is scientifically ignorant or non-scientific. We live in a non-scientific culture in the sense that we don't use the scientific methods. Nothing causes cancer because that's not what cancer is, a coping mechanism for a cell. Okay, I shouldn't say nothing because radiation can do it. But when we talk about chemistry, what chemistry does is it disrupts the cell's ability to get energy. And by disrupting the cell's ability to get energy, it causes the cell to go backwards in time. It's a coping mechanism for cell. Radiation will cause cancer. That can trigger carcinogenesis. But as far as chemistry goes, it takes a while. But that's a great subject, Bob. I wish you would have called earlier, because we got a commercial, and then we got Lori Craig coming up at the bottom of the hour. But if you call on our next Brightside episode, we can discuss this. Thanks, Bob. All right, Lori Craig coming up right after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. is reporting a record one-day spike of over 67,400 new coronavirus cases, nearly half of the cases in California, Florida, and Texas. Meanwhile, top health officials continue to say that wearing a mask makes a difference when it comes to spreading the virus or not. The president was asked about that during an interview with CBS News last night, and he says he agrees Americans should wear masks.
If it's necessary, I would urge them to wear a mask, and I would say follow the guidelines.
Stocks on Wall Street have been higher through the morning so far after investors heard the good news on the possibility that a coronavirus vaccine could be ready by this fall. Today is tax day, normally April 15th, but it was delayed this year because of the pandemic. If you don't file today, you need to request an extension. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The border between the United States and Canada expected to stay closed until further notice. The shutdown was supposed to end on July 21st, but now it's been extended to August 21st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he recently spoke with President Trump about it, and an official decision is expected to be announced within the next couple of days. The border closed since March because of coronavirus. NBC's streaming service Peacock launches today. It's free for the basic level and $4.99 for access to premium content. Another $5 on top of that will get you the no ads version. It'll host NBC shows like Law and Order in addition to news and sports. The Grateful Dead coming out with their own version of Nikes. The band has collaborated with the shoe company to create the new sneakers for Nike's skateboarder line. The Grateful Dead sneakers will be suede. They'll come in 3 bright colors, orange, green, or yellow. The new kicks will have fake fur and will also feature the band's iconic Jer-Bear Dancing Bear logo. The orange Grateful Dead sneakers go on sale July 18th. The yellow and green ones will come out on July 24th. And Tyra Banks will be on the new ABC Dancing with the Stars. In fact, she's been announced as the new host after Tom Bergeron was fired. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Also, benfuchsarchives.com has a search engine on benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, and lots of good health information videos. My moments of truth are all up on the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget about our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Over 500 five-star reviews at truthreviewed.com.
All right. I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Lori Craig has a master's degree in finance, and she's a certified financial planner, I think. So, she's an expert for the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, which is pretty cool. And we're going to talk about how economic trends will affect our future, five economic trends in specific that will impact our future. Please welcome to the bright side, Lori Craig. Hello, Lori.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited about this topic.
Yeah, I can tell you're passionate about it. And I don't know much about economics, but I study the future a little bit. It's kind of like one of my things. You and I were talking just a moment ago off air about how exciting but how scary at the same time the future is. So one of the things that everybody's scared about, of course, is finances and economics and people losing their jobs and what can they do to retool or reboot or invest. So let's talk about economic trends that will affect our future. Why don't you start off with where you see the economy heading and then maybe move into what we can do about it, how to leverage the changes.
Okay. Yeah, understanding the economic trends is really important to protect yourself. You know, some people just want to, like, turn it off and, you know, that's not interesting to me. But we live in a world where the economy and finances are really important for eating and keeping a roof over your head. So we're going through something pretty amazing. Everybody knows that we're going through COVID.
But there's more. There's lots of other stuff.
Oh, there are. But I thought I would start out with COVID because it's kind of a moving target, and I want people to be aware of, you know, what's coming down the pike and maybe how to protect themselves from, you know, the effects of COVID on their employment. So what's going on right now is, you know, a lot of the furloughed people are not going to be rehired or rehired back full time. We're seeing companies that are starting to go bankrupt. We're just at the tip of the iceberg. It's before unemployment benefits are going to run out. But what's happening right now is the permanently unemployed numbers are starting to creep up. We have the furloughed numbers coming down a little bit. So it looks like, oh, things are getting better. Yeah. Numbers are coming from like 20% down to 11%. But it's the permanently unemployed numbers that are concerning right now.
Do you tell people about investing, or do you talk about how they can just change their whole financial landscape?
Yes.
Both?
So a piece of finance, of course, is investing, where to invest, how to invest, and that sort of thing. But financial planning is like the whole picture. Mm. It has to do with, you know, how you're earning your income and what to do with that income and how to make it most efficient for your particular life. And every single person is different. So you have to kind of focus that on each individual. So another thing that happens with underemployed people is they become sicker. It puts stress on their health systems, and so healthcare is going to be very important. People taking care of their health, thinking about their nourishment, preventative care, critical. And medical costs are going to rise. Another thing is that they're talking about wiping out the rest of Obamacare. And I don't know if a lot of people perhaps don't understand that if the poorer people don't have health insurance, they're going to impact the emergency rooms.
The whole economy is affected.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah.
What are health care costs now? Something like 25% of GDP? Or not GDP, but the budget?
I actually don't know what percentage it is, but it is going to go up. The medical costs are going to increase. It's just, wow. It's a tsunami, a healthcare tsunami that's coming down.
It's huge. It's a huge, it's a huge burden on the economy, no? Just the cost of drugs as it impacts the federal government and people's pockets, people's cash in people's pockets.
Well, every one of my clients, as a financial planner, I'm trying to project out into the future what percentage of their budget is going to go to healthcare, and mm-hmm. it's just like this huge question mark. Mm. Well, okay, you might come down with, you know, diabetes or the high blood pressure or the cardiovascular
cancer, issues. Something catastrophic.
Cancer is absolutely financially catastrophic. And then when you get into retirement, you know, you're looking mm-hmm. at long-term care, and what are those costs going to look like? It's the biggest question mark that financial planners have with their clients, that whole healthcare thing.
Do you think doing things like exercising and eating right and taking nutritional supplements, doing everything correctly, is that something that is it an extreme? I know it's important for sure, but would you say it's extremely mm-hmm. important?
Yes, it's extremely important. The mind and body are totally connected. Now, I also happen to be a yogi, so I'm a little bent that direction.
So you're meditating? You've got yourself a meditation practice, I assume?
Oh, yeah. Every
How important is meditation? Tell us real quickly, because we've got to take a break. I want to talk about the things we can do, but real quickly before we go to break, because we talk about this a lot, in your opinion, how important is meditation in all of this?
I would say phenomenally important.
I agree. I agree. It's the best. It may be the most important if you really want to boil it down, because that can help you get through mm-hmm. anything. People mm-hmm. underestimate the power of the little things that we can do in order to have better lives, not just health-wise, but financial-wise, and just have improve our quality of life. There's like little things
quality.
That we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep,
yeah.
Quality of life.
All right, so we know what's coming up around the pike, but I want to know what we can do about it, and I especially want to know about the money part of it. We got to take a commercial break, but then when we come back, we'll talk about what we can do about it, and particularly focusing on the economics and the financial side of things, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, good. So I think we have a break coming up here momentarily. Is that right, Jason? Okay, yeah, we got a break. All right, so we'll be back. We're going to take a break here in a few seconds, and then we'll be back. Lori, we'll talk about what we can do about the economic changes that are, what we can do about the changes, specifically the economic changes that are on the way. We're talking to Lori Craig, certified financial planner. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. More with Lori coming up right after this.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side talking to Lori Craig, certified financial planner, about economic trends. Hey, Lori, have you heard of the book The Fourth Turning?
I have not.
Okay. So I've been talking about it a lot, and I was just talking about it before you went on the air. It's about societal changes that take place every 20 to 40 years throughout history in 20 to 40-year cycles every 100 years or so. So you have a spring period, a summer period, a fall period, and a winter period, and this cycle of four periods goes back to the 1500s. In the first period, the spring period, there's excitement. It's like, to give you an example, post-World War, the baby boomer, post-World War II generation, was they called it a high. It was a springtime. It was the first of this 20-year period. After the second was the unraveling, which was the awakening, which is the 60s. That's the summertime. There's a lot of there's still excitement, but there's a lot of resistance and anger and people expressing themselves, I'll say. Then there's a fall period, an unraveling, which is a fall period, and then there's a crisis period, which is the winter period, which is what we're going through now. We're going through a crisis period, a winter period.
Yeah.
And it's called the fourth turning, and the book is called The Fourth Turning. So we got climate change, we got COVID, we got social turmoil, we've got potential economic collapse, all kinds of crazy things happening. We know this. What can we do during this wintertime period to batten down the hatches, to protect ourselves, and so when we come out in the springtime period, we'll be raring to go like a plant just bursting through the ground?
So it's all about positioning. A lot of people, I would say 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. So they may already be into crisis, but if you're not in crisis yet, you want to stay cash heavy. If you have more than $250,000, you want to spread that among banks because of the FDIC. You want to build up your emergency fund. And traditionally, it's 3 to 6 months. But during something like this, you want to have a longer period of time that you can cover your required costs like utilities and food and a roof over your head and that sort of thing. Just have more cash. Stay cash heavy.
And when you say cash, you mean in the bank cash.
Yeah.
You're not talking about keeping cash under your mattress.
No, I'm not big in, you know, putting it in the cans, burying it in the backyard, or buying gold and putting it under your bed or something like that.
Are you concerned they might go cashless? Like all of a sudden, like go into cashlessness?
So, I have a story here. I had a client who was really worried during the 2009 period, very wealthy client, and commodities would be more important than having, like, gold under your bed, or if we went to a cashless economy. It's like people are going to want food, first of all. So it's like coffee beans, rice, you know, different kinds of commodities would put you in a stronger position than any of those other things. And, of course, you'd have to have a lot. But this client actually bought another property. It was a huge farm, hired a caretaker to, you know, grow crops, put solar panels on the roof, and went off the grid. They had a well so that if we went to a cashless economy, her family would still be in a good position. They could eat and survive and thrive.
How much did she have to put down?
That's an example.
How much money did that take to do all that?
That was a lot. I mean, that's like
millions?
Excessive. Yeah.
Okay. The average person can't do that. So what can the average person do?
Yeah.
You're saying be cash heavy. What else?
Be cash heavy. If you have debts, like credit card companies, just call those creditors and start to negotiate down your interest rate, you know, how big a payment you're making. Try and pull that budget into line as quickly as possible. Procrastination is a big problem with people. They see the train coming down the track, and they worry about it, and they stress out about it, but they don't do anything about it. So getting on the phone is really important and starting to negotiate that down. And then taking a look at your budget, like, where can you trim? You know, can you call up a competitor to, you know, the house insurance that you have or your auto insurance? Start shopping around and trimming down those costs. Simplify. We don't need to have as much stuff as we are used to having. We're quite the consumerist society. So, like, having the capsule wardrobe where you've got maybe 22 things that mix and match with each other, and recycle the clothes. Go to, you know, the Goodwill or Salvation Army or something and kind of pick through the clothes and, you know, recycle it. It's better for our climate if you do that, better for the budget, and it's possible to put together some, you know, really nice things. Boost your value to your employer. If you're lucky enough to still be employed, just become a rock star.
That's
be
great.
A rock star to that employer.
How about be a rock star in general? Just boost your value in general.
Hey, there you go. Like character and ethics and developing, you know, depth of character. And then learn to do some other things. You can, well, first of all, you can make yourself as valuable as possible by keeping up with online education or something. But maybe you have like a side interest. So diversify your income if possible. Let's say you love gardening. Well, maybe you can do landscaping for people on the side. Maybe creating multiple streams of passive income. So it is possible to still invest in large companies that produce dividend income. That's one.
Do you have any recommendations? Do you have large companies you like?
I am not able to give you recommendations by radio.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, because it's so specific to people. I could give a recommendation that's right for one person.
How about like genres or classes of the economy that you
Okay.
Would
So take a look around. You know, do babies still need diapers? Are people still going to continue brushing their teeth? You know, what they call those defensive products. So take a look at that. And then something that's interesting in recession is that people drink more.
Alcohol, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. They smoke more, too. Yeah. The marijuana business, too, the CBD is.
Absolutely, yeah. It's skyrocketing. People want to make themselves feel better. So entertainment, they'll spend money. Instead of saving money, they'll go out and they'll spend money on different kinds of games or entertainment, movies. And then you just have to kind of extrapolate what companies I might be talking about.
How about the supplement business? How about the supplement business, nutritional supplement, health?
Well, I've been watching it, and it seems to be increasing.
Yeah.
Yoga and fitness are increasing.
Are you noticing more people want to do
shopping?
Are you noticing people want to do more alternative stuff as a yogini? Are you noticing people more open to that?
Yes, because I got into yoga, so I'm going to kind of give away my age here, but I got into yoga when I was in the 60s.
In the 60s? Oh, my gosh. You must have been really crazy. They must have.
I was a child. My parents were exploring nutrition and yoga, and they went on a spiritual trip, and they took me with them.
Wow.
So,
were they hippies? They were hippies, your parents?
They were not. They were pillars of the community and wore the white collar. And so we just kept it quiet.
That's great. Well, you were raised very well, and you're doing great work. Lori Craig, thank you so much. What if people want to get a hold of you? How can they do that? Or I imagine you do business one-on-one, correct?
I have a website that they can go to. It's LoriAllisonCraig.com, and that's with two R's and two L's. And I do focus on, they call it ESG investing. It's socially responsible investing.
Awesome.
I have this belief that if the bulk of the world change their investing habits to socially responsible, we could change the world for climate change, how companies run their companies. I think we could change the world.
Thank you, Lori. That was awesome. LoriAllisonCraig.com. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you, Lori.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care. LoriAllisonCraig.com if you're interested in getting a hold of Lori. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.